This is the Ethanol Report, and I'm talking today with Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. And Bob, the group of eight nations met this past week in Japan, and they talked about a number of issues, including biofuels. So what kind of input did RFA and ethanol groups from other nations provide to these world leaders to consider during their discussion?
Well, when we recognized that the world's leaders were going to be gathered in Japan talking about biofuels, we thought it would be a perfect opportunity for the world's biofuels industry to come together again and to shed light on some of these issues. The fact of the matter is, the world's biofuels industry is providing significant liquid fuels to the marketplace that the International Energy Administration has said is the equivalent of a million barrels a day. And without it, oil prices, gasoline prices across the country and indeed across the world would be that much higher than they already are. Merrill Lynch analysts had indicated that were it not for the world's biofuels production, crude oil prices would be 22% higher today. That's about $56 more on today's crude oil prices. So it's a significant impact. And what we wanted to do was remind these world leaders of the importance of biofuels production and move this debate away from the distraction of food versus fuel and back to where it needs to be, which is biofuels are absolutely having a tremendously positive impact today on the world's energy marketplace. And if allowed to evolve and allowed to continue to grow, as we know that it will provide an even greater benefit, not just in terms of energy markets, but also in terms of climate change, which was another important issue that the Group of Eight was talking about.
And that's right. And now, what was the outcome from the G8 meeting regarding both emissions and biofuels?
I thought that the outcome from the G8 was appropriate. I mean, they recognized indeed that biofuels today are providing significant energy benefits, and they want to move the world's biofuels industry to be more sustainable, to meet certain greenhouse gas targets, all things that the United States biofuels policy is doing. Our tax policy, the RFS that was passed last year, clearly is moving toward cellulosic ethanol and other sustainable crops without undermining the growth of the existing ethanol industry in this country, which will provide the foundation upon which second-generation ethanol will grow. And the U.S. policy has specific greenhouse gas targets for future ethanol production that really is unique across the globe in terms of what we're trying to accomplish for our energy and climate change goals. So I thought the Group of Eight was, in fact, very constructive in their approach. They recognized that biofuels was having only a minor impact on food and that the overall energy objectives are so critically important, and climate change objectives and getting more biofuels into the marketplace as everybody wants to happen will occur.
Now, why is it important for the biofuels groups in the different nations? You were talking about what you did was get together with Brazil, Canada, and the European Union in making your comments to the Group of Eight. Why is it important for all these groups to work together on a global scale, regardless of your differences that you might have on other issues?
Well, we're certainly going to agree to disagree on some issues, but the world's climate change challenge is so severe. We need to be maximizing the production of non-petroleum motor fuel sources. We need to have more biofuels out there. The world's energy predicament is so severe that we are crying out for more non-petroleum liquid transportation fuels. Brazil, the United States, Europe, Canada are leading the world in biofuels production today. We are the single largest source of new liquid transportation fuels. We are adding to supply in a way that is benefiting consumers. And we wanted to remind people that even though we may have some differences, we share a common goal, and that is to maximize the production and use of biofuels worldwide in an environmentally sound, sustainable fashion. And we will always be united on that front. So our differences on some issues we're able to put aside and keep in mind the bigger picture, which is to save our planet, to assure global stability and energy security across the globe. We have to put those petty differences aside, and we have to work together to build a more stable and growing environment for biofuels.
Regarding the other countries and their biofuels development, are they working as hard towards cellulosic ethanol as the United States is?
I believe that they are. Certainly in Europe, you've got companies like BP that are working toward biobutanol production. In Brazil, they are indeed looking at cellulosic production from bagasse and other residues of the cane crop. This country, I believe, is leading the way with a variety of technologies and feedstocks. And again, I think it is a recognition that if we are going to maximize the production of biofuels, we need to be looking at all feedstocks, all technologies. We need to be diversifying our transportation energy sources. And that means cellulose. And I think the financial community, the scientific community, and producers across the globe are very focused on commercializing these new technologies as rapidly as possible.
All right. Thank you very much, Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Cindy, as always.
That's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.